Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I think more than ever there's been talk about voter fraud, the difficulty voting, and even not if the difficulty, just the different ways to vote and the specifics of all of it. There's been several investigations of voter fraud in DuPage County. The state's attorney, Bob Berlin, joins us now. Bob, I thought only the dead people in Chicago voted.
What I can tell you is that there were, you know, 9 applications for mail-in ballots which were received by our clerk's office, and she determined that those applications had been signed by people who are now deceased, and immediately turned those over to our office, and we have began investigations in all of them, and actually 3 current pending investigations.
So of the ones that you have concluded the investigation, I read that there are no charges being filed.
Right. All I can tell you is in those cases, we didn't find sufficient evidence to support criminal charges. But the other 3 are active pending investigations.
Just to make sure I understand then, they really were filed on behalf of people who are deceased. You just don't have the proof to convict anyone of it.
That's correct.
Of the 3 active, are they all very similar cases?
All I can tell you is they're similar in the sense that it was determined that the person whose signature is on the application was deceased before the application was sent in.
Are these all coming from one person that you know of?
No, they're different parts of the county.
That's fascinating. How often does this happen? I mean, is this typical for you in an election, or is this something new?
You know, every election, we usually get a number of cases referred to us. Typically, it's people who have voted more than once, maybe voted in DuPage County and then voted somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time since I've been state's attorney that we've received this type of alleged voter fraud dealing with a vote-by-mail application.
And so these were all mail applications, not early voting in person?
Yeah. Correct. These were all applications for a vote-by-mail ballot, which would have been mailed into our clerk's office, and our clerk, Gene Kaczmarek, now runs the election division here in DuPage County.
So how does it work? Does she check to see if the people are still alive and at their address, or how is it that it came to her attention?
Yes. So, yeah, she does her office does the initial check, and when they determined that there was a problem in these cases, she immediately turned those over to us, and her office has been very cooperative throughout this entire process.
Do you think there are more out there?
Hard for me to say. These requests were received between September 1st and September 26th. We haven't received any since then, so it's just hard for me to say.
Well, I'm wondering if it's if it's 9 or 11 individuals, or I mean, it still could be one person, right? Or I guess no, because it has to be mailed to a specific address.
Right. They're mailed to a specific address to a specific person.
And that person, whether living or deceased, would have been registered at that address in order to get it.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's correct.
So that means these probably are individual acts.
That's what we're presuming.
Have you seen more activity? I think I just asked you this, but maybe in a different way. Maybe I should say, are you more concerned this election for voter fraud, or you think it's going to be sort of the typical election?
I wouldn't say that I'm more or less concerned. The big difference in this election is obviously we're going to have a lot more vote by mail, but
right.
I believe that we have a process in place to make sure that this is going to be a fair election. We have 3 election judges that are reviewing all of the ballots, the vote-by-mail ballots that come into the election division, and they are checking signatures. If all 3 of them believe that there's a problem with the signature, within 24 hours, they are notifying the voter that there is a problem and at least giving them an opportunity to correct it. So I do think that we have a process in place Between the clerk's office and the state's attorney's office here to make sure that this is a fair election.
So, you know, I tend to lean on the idea that voter fraud isn't a big problem in the country, that, you know, we're talking here about some instances, certainly, but not so widespread to affect elections. I mean, every instance of fraud is terrible and should be prosecuted if it can. But do you share my belief with that?
You know, I can't really speak to jurisdictions outside of DuPage County.
Okay.
I don't know what the process is in other counties or in other states. What I can do is assure the public that here in DuPage County, this is going to be a fair election. Every vote will be counted, and we are doing everything we can to make sure that it is accurate down to every single vote.
In your jurisdiction, do you agree with the idea, though, that if there are instances of voter fraud, it tends not to be so great as to impact an outcome?
From everything I've seen since I've been state's attorney, that is correct. I mean, we've had each election, there's a number of cases that get referred to us. It's usually a very small number. And I have yet to see anything that would amount to anything that would affect the result of an election.
Have you prosecuted people in the past for voter fraud?
We have, yes.
Yeah. How many?
I don't know the exact number, but I would say every election, whether it's a primary or general election, I would say between two and five people we probably initiate charges against.
Which is good. I mean, if people learn that you're looking closely and people are being prosecuted, I would think that would help keep the number down, especially someone who's just kind of doing it on a lark because their older relative just recently passed.
That was one of the purposes of putting this press release out, is to let the public know that my office does stand ready to investigate, charge, and vigorously prosecute anyone who would attempt to interfere in any way with the election.
Well, you have a presence.
But it's also to reassure the public that we have a process in place to make sure that this is a fair election.
Yeah, I think that's important. Will you have a presence at the polling places on Election Day?
So we will have teams of assistant state's attorneys and investigators working all day on Election Day. They will be going out to the various polling places in the county, as we do every single election. They're all on call to respond to any instances of electioneering or any type of irregularities.
You know, the president has put out word for increased poll watching, or I guess poll watching is the right term. It's healthy if it's done well. It could be unhealthy if it's not. I mean, is that a concern of yours?
No, it's not a concern, just based on what I've seen in the past here in DuPage County. We do have poll watchers. Both parties and candidates are entitled to have poll watchers. The problems that I have seen in the past, for the most part, are very minor, and they're resolved very quickly, either by the Election Commission or by my investigators or state's attorneys who respond.
Well, I'm hoping for a very smooth election for you. I think it's probably going to be busier than most.
I'm sure it is. I mean, just based on the numbers that we've seen so far, the number of mail-in ballot applications as well as the number of ballots coming in, and, of course, the early voting, which has started.
Yeah, it's heartening. I mean, I drive by a early voting spot every day coming into work, and there's always 10, 20, 30 people in line. I mean, people are hopefully going to have their say this time.
Well, that's what we want. That's what makes our country so great, is that everyone does have a say, and they should exercise their right to go vote.
Bob Berlin is the state's attorney in DuPage County. Thank you for joining us, Mr. State's Attorney. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.